DW.
Times are very hard for Cecilia Urua and her neighbors in the small village of Mandamawe, some 300 kilometers south of Harare. The rains that were due for the planting season in November are late and far too scarce. The village's food stocks were still empty from last year's bad harvest. Cecilia says that's driven people here to chop down trees in the nearby forest looking for roots to eat.
Here in Chivi district, we're facing very difficult times. We are starving. For food, we rely on wild fruits and edible tree roots that we find in the nearby forest. We urgently need food aid because we are starving.
Another villager, Rudumandaza, a mother of four, says she was forced to sell all of her six cows to buy maize to feed her children. She says she couldn't feed the cows because of the ongoing drought. And because staple foods are so expensive, the money did not last long.
We've been exchanging our cattle and goats for a few bags of maize meal. But the problem now is that we've sold almost all of the animals and we don't know what to do next. We have no money to pay our children's school fees and we can't afford food. We wish our government would intervene and help us so that we have something to give to our children who are no longer going to school because of hunger.
Zimbabwe is facing its worst economic crisis in a decade. Soaring inflation has eaten into people's earnings and caused the cost of basic goods to shoot up. Because prices are so high, many poor people can no longer afford to plant the staple maize even if the rains do come. Peter Imbayaro, who lives in the nearby village of Zaka, says their hope for survival rests on Western donors.
WFP through care.
The World Food Programme is distributing some aid through the organisation Christian Care. They are delivering food to 17 of the 34 wards in Zaka, and the other 17 wards aren't receiving anything. That's a very big problem. The situation here in Zaka is unbearable.
Zimbabwe has an estimated population of 16 million people. The majority of them live in rural areas and depend on subsistence farming, which means they are extremely vulnerable to changes in the climate. According to the World Food Programme, the current drought means half the population does not have enough to eat. Even though climate change has been playing an increasing role in making droughts worse, human rights activists argue that hunger in Zimbabwe could have been avoided if the government had better economic and agricultural policies in place. Activist Gladys Maduku heads the youth empowerment grouping Platform for Youth Development in the eastern province of Manicaland.
This system of governance that we have in Zimbabwe ensures that people who are supposed to feed the nation, who are supposed to grow for the nation, become party agents. They would only respect party systems. And as they do that, they don't then grow and they're not punished. Therefore, that system recurs and it becomes cyclic. So we are in a serious problem as a nation.
He says that corruption and mismanagement have destabilized the food system and that Zimbabwe lacks a comprehensive strategy to cope with droughts and other disasters. In March last year, Manicaland was badly hit by Cyclone Idai, which has further depleted the scarce resources and destroyed many livelihoods. The Zimbabwean government, for its part, says that the current drought is a result of climate change caused by developed countries. It argues that these Western countries should be the ones to initiate and fund climate resilience projects as well as long-term adaptation measures. For example, such projects could include training rural communities in water harvesting techniques and intensified dam construction for irrigation. Washington, Jakarta, yes, the Climate Change Management Department in the Lands, Agriculture, Water, Climate and Rural Resettlement Ministry.
We would want to have resources for adaptation planning from the developed countries. They need to provide resources for us to develop strategies, policies that will ensure that we prepare effectively for disaster risk reduction and disaster management.
The government is currently encouraging smallholder farmers to grow small grains that are drought resistant. This is one of the climate change adaptation measures the country has in place to cope with the changing climate. But activists say this is not nearly enough. The World Food Programme's Country Deputy Director for Zimbabwe, Nels Belzer, says the UN is also funding several drought resilience projects in many communities so they will be better prepared for future droughts.
So next to our humanitarian assistance that we're providing, we're also investing at scale in resilience building activities with various communities all over the country, where we work on water harvesting systems, we build small dams, we link that to irrigation schemes, nutritious gardens, we link those gardens to schools that they have fresh produce in their schools, we work with smallholder farmers to switch from less thirsty crops like maize to more drought-resistant crops like sorghum, millet, etc.
Almost half of the country's population is currently receiving international food aid. The World Food Programme has called on the international community to boost support for Zimbabwe, saying it will need more than $200 million in order to meet increasing needs in the first half of 2020. For villagers like Cecilia Hurua, the situation is likely to remain harsh even if help and the rains do finally come. For DW, I am Garikai Chaunza in Harare, Zimbabwe.
DW.